KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 44 degrees in Atlantic. That's our overnight low and 24-hour low here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 77. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery and Mills counties are investigating the theft and destruction of a vehicle taken from Red Oak. Red Oak police have confirmed to KJAN News that a woman reported her vehicle was stolen sometime during the night and found burning a few hours later in rural Mills County, but additional details are not currently available, and the incident remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports a Lenox man was arrested Thursday night on an indecent exposure charge. Officials say 21-year-old Aaron Turlock was taken into custody at around 9:45 p.m. for allegedly mailing an indecent picture. Turlock was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Nebraska man was injured during a crash Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 73-year-old Dean L. Craze of Omaha was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Creighton University Medical Center following the crash on Interstate 29 near Council Bluffs. He was last reported to be in fair condition. Officials said that Craze, who was wearing a seatbelt, was traveling north on the interstate at around 7:30 Thursday morning when the 2004 Chevy Trailblazer he was driving left the road on the west side of Council Bluffs. The SUV crossed the median and southbound lanes of I-29 before entering the west ditch and hitting a fence. It finally came to rest on River Road. That accident remains under investigation. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are slated to meet this morning at 7:30 at the courthouse here in Atlantic in a continuation of their regular Wednesday session. During the meeting in their boardroom at the courthouse, the supervisors will discuss and possibly act on a tax abatement or exemption for the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area property. Late last month, you may recall that Kathy Showalter with the Planscape Partners made a presentation to the Cass County Board of Supervisors on behalf of Ron Fagan. He's the CEO of Granite Falls, Minnesota-based Fagan Incorporated. And the presentation was with regard to the possible creation of a 25-million-gallon cellulosic ethanol plant. Showalter asked the Board of Supervisors on August 31st to consider a local assistance in the form of a property tax exemption until the production begins, 50% property tax exemption rebate for 10 years after production begins, and assistance with applications for state and federal incentives. Even with an agreement in place, she said, the permitting process will take up to a year once investors are secured, and construction of the plant itself would take 18 to 24 months. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Griswold man was arrested Tuesday for possessing prescription drugs without a prescription. 34-year-old Michael Lee Moeller was taken into custody and held in the Cass County Jail until his release Wednesday on his own recognizance. The Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest on Sunday of 33-year-old John W. Perriman. The Fargo, North Dakota man turned himself in to authorities at the Cass County Jail. Perriman had been wanted on a district court warrant for violation of his probation. He was subsequently sentenced to 30 days in the Cass County Jail, where he remains in custody until the completion of his sentence. Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they were notified of a theft that occurred Thursday morning. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says the victim of a theft, 83-year-old Billy Dwayne Gold of Shambaugh, reported to authorities $5,000 in cash had been stolen from the glove box of his pickup truck, which was parked inside of his garage next to his residence on 6th Street. Gold also reported a safe in the back seat of the truck was stolen and various miscellaneous papers were missing. The incident occurred sometime between 9 p.m. Wednesday and 7 a.m. Thursday. Gold said both the garage and his pickup were locked. The loss, including the safe, cash, and papers, amounted to just over $5,050. That incident remains under investigation. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Martha Louise Grover, age 97, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Martha Grover will be this morning at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Herrick, age 96, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gerald Herrick will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Donna Jean Brandis, age 82, of Corydon and formerly of Oakland, died Tuesday in Corydon. Funeral services for Donna Brandis will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Vern Richards, age 94, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A Masonic funeral ceremony for Vern Richards will be followed by a memorial service Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Carl United Methodist Church. The Iowa Cremation Society is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Patricia Patty Olson, age 61, of Joppa, Maryland, died September 7th. Graveside services for Patty Olson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Cuppies Grove Cemetery in rural Shelby County. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And finally, in our funeral announcements this morning, Darlene M. Hansen, age 84, formerly of Elkhorn, died August 13th at Mercy Hospice in Des Moines. A memorial service for Darlene Hansen will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Beaverdale. McLaren Rest Haven Chapel and Mortuary in West Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen for KJAN News.